This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So, here is a thing about businesses that kind of gets forgotten sometimes in the rough and tumble of the everyday. Businesses got to make money. And the bigger the business is, the more money it's got to make, which gets us to the big business getting bigger news of the day. Fiat Chrysler and Peugeot, makers among them of Dodge and Ram, Jeep and Alfa Romeo, as well as Peugeot, Citroen and Opel, have announced the final terms of their merger. A company worth $50 billion, the number four car maker by cars sold in the world, which is big. But let's get back to that making money thing, shall we? The automaking business right now is expensive. You got to figure out electric and self-driving for starters. But car sales are lukewarm and more people are sharing cars every day. So profits? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman gets us going.
Consumer demand for autos is soft, from North America to Europe to China. There are global trade tensions. And, says Garrett Nelson at CFRA Research,
automakers are really looking for a way to increase their scale to share the enormous cost associated with electric and autonomous vehicles.
Car makers now have to make massive investments in research and development and engineers, says Carla Balow at the Center for Automotive Research, to produce for both the current and future market.
An internal combustion engine, many times a hybrid, and now many customers are demanding a pure electric.
Then there's the vehicle of the future's brain, the software, says Ned Hill at the Ohio Manufacturing Institute.
And that's the autonomous driving systems. There's no vehicle brand that wants to give all that money to Google or Apple.
And in the future, a lot of people may not even buy cars. Carla Balow says the whole industry is moving toward usership rather than ownership, with fleets of electric and autonomous vehicles shared or leased.
I think nobody knows right now, really, if they're going to be profitable with these new business models. We certainly haven't seen many of the startups be profitable yet.
There is one potential bright spot with this shift to non-fossil fuel combustion engines and non-human drivers, says David Whiston at Morningstar.
I do think there is potential for better margins, at least for the firms that survive in that new paradigm. An electric vehicle has a lot fewer parts.
Meaning the cost of materials and labor should eventually go down, leaving more money in the pockets of automakers. Maybe. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.